The rain over the weekend will be a shot in the arm for both the wheat and the corn. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomy Specialist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver research-based information to you for you to apply on your farm. Now, there seems to be a great deal of variability of rainfall across the area from over the weekend. We had nearly a half an inch at the K-State MesoNet weather station in Cheyenne County and just over a half an inch at that station in southern Wallace County. For the K-State MesoNet station in Sherman County, we recorded an inch 40, but I know that there are areas in Sherman County that received much more rain than that. This rainfall is a good thing because the wheat is moving into the peak water use time frame. As our wheat is moving into the boot stage, the wheat is using about 0.28 inches of water per day. However, as the heading starts, that water use increases to over 3/10 of an inch of water per day. Now, the peak water use for wheat is when the plant is filling grain. The average water use during that time period is 0.35 inches, but can be as high as a half an inch per day in pretty tough conditions. Total seasonal water needs of wheat will vary widely depending on the weather conditions, but are roughly in the range of 16 to 24 inches for a wheat crop that is not water limited. Roughly half of the water taken up into the plant throughout the growing season has already occurred this year. As we have 50% yet to move into the plant, about 12% of that gets taken into the plant from the boot to the flowering stage, 15% between the flowering and the milk stage, 8% from milk to dough, and the remainder until complete maturity. Along with discussing water use as the flag leaves are out, we are generally discussing fungal diseases of stripe rust and leaf rust. This last weekend, the conditions greatly favored stripe rust, the cool and damp weather. Leaf rust generally likes the weather with higher temperatures. Now, with the drought south of us, there's not a great deal of fungal disease reports from that area. The lack of the moisture in the panhandles of Texas and Oklahoma and in southwestern Kansas really equals a lack of stripe rust. So here's a quick recap. The rainfall this weekend was very beneficial for our wheat. The wheat is entering the peak water use time, which is from the flowering to the milk stage of kernel development. In addition, I'm still out looking for stripe rust. However, the dry conditions to the south has not let stripe rust become well established in their wheat, and therefore we're not finding much stripe rust in our area. But I'm still keeping an eye out for it, and if I happen to find some, I'll be sure to let you know. If you have any questions about your wheat, please contact me at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also follow along with what I'm finding out in the field on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy and on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.